KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chatter Talk. My name's Alon.
Hi.
Dude, you caught me so off guard with that intro, I can't even tell you.
I'm trying when we have guests, I try to do something different.
That was different.
Because they always have to not know what to expect. Like,
right.
Molly doesn't know what to expect today because it's new, but if I do something different than new, then next week will be new as well.
Right. And I don't even know what to expect now, so it feels like I'm a guest now.
On your feet. So, as you guys know, Colin left the show. He's dead. So we had to replace him with Molly. So,
hello.
Molly, there you are.
Yes.
You at least portray yourself as a gamer. Whether or not you are, I guess, is yet to be determined. but that's what we need around here. People who play games and are willing to talk about them. Because that's what we do on the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. So, do we want to cover anything right up fat? Like what we've been
playing? I won't be so easily replaced.
Oh,
oh no!
It's
the ghost of Colin.
Who's that?
I'm so confused now. What's happening? I can hear his voice, but I can't see his body.
So yeah, I'm back. I don't know if this will be forever, but I'm gonna try to make it as much as possible.
So what Colin heard was that. So we were on Skype last night. I was talking about Molly coming in, or I wasn't. I think Corey was.
Yeah, Corey told me.
Corey was. And then he's like, what, did you replace me all that fast? And I was like, yeah, because you're leaving.
You know what? It's hard knock life of the game industry.
That's what I do. I replace.
Just replace like that. Just like that.
I didn't ask you to leave. I didn't boot you out. You chose to leave. And yes, I replaced your ass. And then he's like, oh, well, but then I'll make time. Okay, then I can make it if someone else is going to be here. So
I'm like a jilted lover. You can't get rid of me.
Well, you are a lover.
And you are jilted.
So in other fantastically big news, Aura sent me email today.
I'm so happy today.
Out of nowhere, even though I kind of knew it was coming, I finally know what you've been working on all this time.
Yeah.
A Scrabble clone.
No.
No, not a Scrabble clone.
Not at all.
So we can announce everything, right? Like the peripheral, it's all, there's been press releases. So.
Yeah, so it's totally public, so we can talk about it.
Sweet. All right, so let's think about the peripherals that have been released for the Wii thus far. Molly, quick, name a peripheral. That's not the normal controller.
Oh, my God. On the spot. Colin?
We talk.
No! Peripheral.
I don't play the Wii very much.
It does not matter. You're aware of it, and you shut up.
Wii Play? Is that? I don't know.
Play is a game that came with a controller.
So Link's crossbow training.
Peripheral.
Don't anger him now,
I will smack you in the head and turn off your mic.
Don't anger him so soon.
Come on.
No, I can't do it when I'm on the spot.
You're going to be on the spot all the time.
Oh, I'll get used to it in the future.
A peripheral. Think of the Wii. What have you seen people do with the Wii?
Games.
Okay. So what else is there?
Really, I haven't played.
You are. All of our fans.
I know.
All three of them are now upset. All right. Well, there are lots of peripherals.
Aura's dancing over here.
There are lots of peripherals for the Wii. There's the Wii Balance Board.
Oh, Wii Fit.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
I was pantomiming for, like, 5 minutes.
No, seriously. I have not played the Wii in, like, 2 years.
But your eyes can see.
No, they can't.
You write for a prominent video game blog.
I do. I don't write anything about the Wii, though.
No. All right. Just about bead art. So.
Yeah.
And it was great. Right before the show started, I explained to Molly that there's nothing she can do wrong. She won't screw up. Meanwhile, Corey's listening and be like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, and that's why he's listening.
There's really no wrong answers on this show. There's just opportunity for further comedic embarrassment.
Exactly. So there's the Wii Balance Board, and as Colin said, there's the Wii Talk, although
Wii Speak.
Technically.
Wii Speak?
Is that what it is?
Is that real?
Wii Speak. It was released with Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, Animal Crossing. Now all of a sudden you know about the Wii.
Yeah, Animal Crossing.
What the?
It's just a microphone. That's all it is. It's just a microphone that sits on your TV.
What do you do with it?
You talk to
other people since there's no other microphone for the Wii.
Was there a Wii camera?
That completely went over my head.
No.
Not yet. Yeah.
No, there's the heart sensor thing.
That's not out yet, is it? The heart sensor?
No, it's not out yet. I'm thinking
the vitality sensor.
Yeah,
they were saying that there would be some sort of integration with that, with the new Zelda game coming out next year sometime. So I would assume that it would be released sometime next year as well.
You're out of order, Molly.
I'm not. I am. How am I out of order?
So I was thinking when I saw this thing that you guys are creating, that this was like the first peripheral that wasn't just a piece of plastic that wrapped around a controller.
Yes, it actually works.
And it's an actual device. It's not just a joystick that you plug another controller into, and it's not
like my favorite non-peripheral, or I should say joke peripheral, is like
the tennis racket.
Yes, the tennis racket.
Those things are so annoying.
Right? Yeah. And then like you get like a three attachment set, which I mean, I guess
a
like,
sword, a shield. Golf
club. I guess this is highly compelling if you just have a great imagination and I don't know. If you had a great one, you probably wouldn't need one anyway, but
dude, what sucks is those things have sold.
Yeah, they've sold and they're just pieces of plastic.
But you know what? For your 6-year-old, it performs.
Yeah. You know what? The 6-year-old, I can see that angle. Yeah. Totally.
Anyway,
real quick, I'm looking at the list of Wii peripherals, and there's Wii maracas you can get.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those before.
Those are just plastic holders, though. For Samba de Amigo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Samba de Amigo was a cool game.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it's horrible that the actual technology behind it wasn't good enough to perform what it needed to be, but...
Okay,
anyway.
But I think what you're getting at, Alon,
that yours is the first one, but I was wrong, because like you said, Tony Hawk.
Well, yeah, but let's not talk about that part.
And the Wii Balance Board, but like that was Nintendo, Tony Hawk's wasn't. And of course, did really poorly. Right. So anyway,
needless to say,
what you guys are coming out with, THQ in general, it's a drawing pad.
It's an actual functional device.
It's called the U-Draw, right?
Is that what it's called, Colin? Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Okay, that's what it's called.
Draw.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a Wacom tablet, right? Like we all know what those things are. You use them on your computer. You got a pen and whatever. It's essentially that.
Yeah. It's. I mean, for all practical purposes, yeah. I mean, you know, the pen's fatter. It's, you know, it's more kid friendly.
Right. But to give you an idea, the listeners, what it is, it's, you know, it's a tablet,
basically
a pen tablet. But since you put the controller inside of it, it can also do tilt motions and stuff.
Right. And so, actually, the game we made, Dude's Big Adventure, uses some of the tilting function.
And I would also think like you could take that over to like Monkey Ball or that Koko Rinpa, whatever game it is you play.
And it's funny because there's a mode in the game. I mean, we can get to more details later, but now that you brought it up, right, there's a mode in the game that some of the blogs have said is like Super Monkey Ball, mm-hmm. but it's only like that in that you're a ball. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, I mean, the dynamic's completely different, right? I mean, you're rolling a ball to get to the goal, right? But it's not, you're not like tilting a world, right? You're actually controlling the ball and you jump in the game, which is not something that's in most of the ball games.
Okay. So. Now I'm curious, like, would it be good perhaps in the night game?
Like the Journey to Night's game?
That's kind of similar.
There's something called the Night Game, which is yet to be released for the Wii.
It's actually now, it's called Night Sky, and it's coming out on WiiWare. Yeah, it's another game.
Do we have a date for that yet?
Not yet.
Is this something you're working on, Ara, or is this...
I've worked on it.
Oh, okay.
It's coming soon.
All right, so...
Stay tuned.
Getting back to this thing, the U-Draw, it comes with some stuff, right? Just like Mario Paint back in the day, you know, mouse, and it came with things you can draw, but also came with game stuff. This U-Draw thing is going to come with Pictionary, right?
No.
Wait, Pictionary is the separate?
Let me break it down.
Pictionary came with it.
Let me give you all the details, all right? It comes with its own drawing tool, okay? So when you get the game, you get basically like a Mario Paint style program that comes with it that isn't really a game, right? It's more of a tool.
Yeah.
So the product itself is $70 and it comes with that.
But you can like put stuff on your SD card and then print it out. So kids can draw and then print out their drawings.
So I'm not actually familiar with the details of that program.
I'm telling you,
so,
it can.
So I will just take your assertion as the truth.
Okay.
There's also, at the same time, there's going to be two games released for it. One's my game, Dude's Big Adventure, and the other one's Pictionary. And those are going to be $30 each.
For some reason, I was thinking Pictionary is one of the pack-ins. Pictionary, like for any peripheral to be successful, it needs a reason to be successful.
Yes.
And that drawing tool is not going to be it.
Exactly. But, that's why they decided to...
Yeah. But Pictionary,
games along with
oh my god, that Pictionary is going to be it. Pictionary is going to be the big selling one. Now, what I'm curious about is how they relay like the word that the person has to draw, but I'm guessing it's through the microphone, the speaker rather, in the controller that says, psst, you need to draw a car.
I'm hoping that the game I worked on is the big seller.
Unfortunately, it will be Pictionary. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be wrong because it's way cooler than Pictionary.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I would have a slap bet over that.
A slap bet?
Yeah.
Now, let me remind you that the last time we had a gentleman's bet between us, I won.
That's true.
So,
I don't remember what the bet was over, but I would be willing to have a slap bet to see, you know, what we want. First month, 6 month, quarter. What are we looking for?
How about a lunch bet? Because I don't bet slaps.
Slap bets are so much more fun. All right, dude, I'll do a lunch bet.
All right,
I'll say it. Not that I want to bet against you. I just the power of the brand, the power of business right. and marketing. I'm willing to bet Pictionary does better than Dude's Adventure.
Okay.
Dude's Big
but,
Adventure.
But you realize that I'm working from a point of advantage here, you see, because I have more information from than you.
That's true. So. But I still think I will make that bet.
Okay.
Go through gut.
There's got to be a limit on the lunch, though. So I don't want to go to the poorhouse over this. And my friend, can eat.
Well, I can eat. This is true.
Yeah.
But, we're not going to that one crazy place where it was like $13 for 2 ounces of food. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
Just regular lunch. Under right. 10 bucks, like Chipotle, whatever.
But you can even go past that. That's fine. Okay. By the way, new place called Five Guys in town. You ever been to this place?
Yeah,
burger joint?
Yeah, it's all right.
Never heard of it. Just found out about it. Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
The girl at the cash register does not know how to take an order to save her life.
But I can't stand... You know what pisses me off about burgers?
Meat?
The buns?
They always taste the same. There's
no,
like there's
hamburger.
Like three burgers that I've eaten that actually like have a distinctive taste to them, which I enjoy. But most of the time, like
McDonald's and In-N-Out,
those are two of them.
Did you know that? Did you know that Five Guys actually got rated higher than In-N-Out on the burger scale?
By whom?
It's like Zagat or something. I don't know.
Okay. Let's not get sidetracked too much.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go back
So there's this new peripheral coming out, THQ. I'm hoping putting some muscle, marketing muscle behind this new thing. And then they're coming out with two games to coincide with the release of this. Yeah.
Okay,
this
Let's finish our bet. Okay.
Okay.
So let's say, what do you want to say? Like,
I want to say the first release of numbers that aren't like, it just came out this weekend and it sold 5 units.
Okay, by end of year. Okay.
End of year. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Now, how do we collect this data?
January
1st. NPD? I don't even know how to get these numbers.
I don't even know either.
I will trust you to get the numbers from THQ.
Okay, I will do my best. I will try and find out. We will rely on other metrics, less precise ones, if we can't figure it out.
I will not rely on callers.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
It's settled, okay?
Okay.
Gentleman's bet.
We will make our best efforts to find the numbers.
A lunch, you think Pictionary will sell better.
Yes.
I think Dude's Big Adventure will sell better.
All right.
Because I worked on it.
Okay. So, like I said, they're making the tablet, which is actually pretty keen. Looks like a nicely put together piece of hardware, although I have not used an official one, or an unofficial one, actually, for myself. And then there's two games that are coming out simultaneously with it. You said $30 each?
Yep.
That is a value. But it's going to be $70 for the tablet, right?
Yeah.
So it's a bit much. But $100 for
however,
the game.
I was really happy to hear, actually, the thing that made me the most happy today is that the Oracle, Michael Pachter, has announced that this product will sell over 1 million units.
Fantastic, right? Because of Pictionary. So, but you didn't work on Pictionary, you didn't work on the tablet, you didn't work on the drawing game. You specifically worked on Dude's Big Adventure.
That's right.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about that when we get back, but we don't want to do a whole shill show. We'll actually talk about other stuff as well. We'll be right back.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Welcome back, everybody. You are dialed into Chatterbox Video Game Radio. See how I did that?
That was very nice.
That was original.
And my bit is where I say, sponsored by the University of Advancing Technology, and you can visit uat.edu to learn more about that very program of the school and their programs. All right, so we're looking at Joystick, some of the comments about the stuff we were just talking about. You draw. I'll skip past the first couple and read what Mach 2 had to say about this article that covers Pictionary and Dude's Big Adventure, and sort of a compilation article.
I have a comment to say about comments, but I'll let you read what I don't know you're going to read.
In Pictionary, you'll lead a team of space soldiers as they venture to the barren post-apocalyptic planet of Pictionaria, where a wayward prison transport has just crash-landed. Sergeant John Hawk and his John Hawk and his crew are ready to recapture the vicious convicts, but Are they prepared for the bug-like but also robot-like insectagons that would die to protect their home world? I don't know where that's coming from, but it's funny.
Pictionary suddenly sounds like Starship Troopers.
Yeah. And all they have are magical drawing pads of doom to fight off the creatures. Also, one of the convicts is Riddick. Anyways, that's a funny take on the article Joystick put up about UDraw, because, of course, the press release that went out today, and that produces articles. Yeah. So Justin McElroy, by the way, fan of our show.
That doesn't happen.
Wrote this article.
At all. Yeah. No insects or captains.
I'm let down. Any Riddicks?
Yeah, there's none of that.
All right, so you worked on... You were heavily involved in the production, not just like a little dude like contributing.
I'm really excited about this game for a lot of reasons, right? I mean, one of them is because this was, let me think about this. This is actually the biggest game that I had a very, very major design responsibility for, you know? So I was basically, let's say responsible for, pretty much all of the level designs.
Kick ass.
So I had a lead, right? And he was a really awesome lead because, you know, he let me have that half of the project pretty much. And, you know, he took care of a lot of the other things. And
so,
you know,
describe
really
to me
well
the basic
together.
Mechanic of this game so we can understand what sort of level you would be designing. I mean, this when you look at a screenshot of this, it looks like a 2D platformer. You
right.
Got a
so the basic
whatever.
Gist of the game is that there's four sub games in it. That have completely different control schemes, okay?
All of which use the touchpad.
They all use the touchpad.
The tablet, right? Okay. Tablet's a big word these days.
All your input is via the tablet.
Yes.
And there's four completely different games, and each of them are 60 levels long. And in a lot of ways, it's kind of like... The pacing is kind of like Sonic, because it's... Your score is highly dependent on your ability to progress through the level quickly. And we did a few things, a few novel things on purpose when we designed the product. And one of them is that there's really no traditional sense of, like, lives in the game. You'll get penalized for making mistakes, right? But we also, because we wanted to be, like, so gentle, we wanted to be very, very gentle about challenging the player and punishing the player. So basically, when you make mistakes... You basically lose time and points, right? But everybody will get to play through the whole game.
Okay,
which we think is really
so. Cool. It's not checkpoints. It's a different system.
There's a kind of sense of checkpoints.
I'm picturing Braid. When you die, you're not really dead.
I was thinking Braid too.
Yeah. In fact, you never. There's things that, let's say, kill you locally, right? But you just respawn quickly.
Okay, so
basically, when you die, you only lose time.
Okay, but how does the game actually work? What are you doing? Obviously, you're drawing on the screen somehow, since it's using
the
tablet.
Right, so that's one half of the game. Now, the other half of the product is that you actually can customize all your characters and a whole bunch of things in the game.
You mean like drawing? Painting?
By drawing on the models, right?
Okay.
So,
like mid-game or before the game starts?
No, not in mid-game, in a separate mode, right? Okay. So you're either customizing stuff, or you're playing the game where you can see the stuff that you've customized.
So I saw a screenshot where at some point there was like some giant tiger, lion, cat something.
Right, so that's
the level.
So that's a piece in the background, right? So that's one of the things that you can draw on.
Okay.
So there's things in the background you can draw on that you can make them look like whatever you want. There's things in the foreground you can draw on.
It's
there's
a little bit
things
like
everywhere.
Drawn to life, like where you can kind of make your customizable character and it's got little vectors that are different, or...
That's an interesting observation.
Considering they're all made by THQ... Right? Is this one produced by THQ or?
Yeah.
Okay.
THQ.
Okay. So I didn't play John to Life, so I don't know about that. But I like the idea that you would customize and it's got the two elements, because just like Little Big Planet, people enjoy that because you get to mess with your characters, right?
Yep.
But then also play a game. So the game part.
Right. So let me go over the four modes real quickly.
Yeah? Okay. Sure.
So there's one where you're actually, it's like an action platform game where you're actually controlling the character. So you can make him jump, you can make him move left and right. And your pen has like two different powers. One of them is like you can throw projectiles with the pen, and the other one is you can draw these little lines that end up turning into little bounding type of surfaces, so you can make your character bounce.
Okay.
Okay, that's one game mode.
How else does the player move? Do you drag him with the pen? Does he constantly move forward and you have to figure out how to make him get to the end of the level?
We have a scheme that's kind of hard to describe verbally, but it's pretty intuitive.
Like, do you just press on a spot and he goes towards it?
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like that, but it's more direct than that.
Gotcha. So you direct him to go somewhere, and then you can also create platforms for him.
Yep.
Which bouncy platforms.
Yep.
Which I presume sometime during the game are enhanced in some way through some sort of power-ups or something?
Nope. No power-ups.
You don't gain extra... It's just always the same...
Yep.
Type of, okay.
And you'd be surprised what the latitude of design that gives you.
And so
just something like that.
Does it result in puzzle elements where, like, you have to figure out how to accomplish this level?
There's...
Or is it not... Is it more just...
There's some puzzle elements, right? But most of the puzzle elements, they're not too... obtuse, right? In other words, like, we wanted to make sure that the pace of the game was maintained throughout. So there are a lot of puzzle elements, but most of them are more like timing and speed, not so much like to stump you on like, how the heck do I do this? How do I progress, right?
Gotcha.
So that's one game mode. And there's another game mode where, like I was telling you before the show, right? It's if you've played Irritating Stick.
Yes.
Very similar. So then it's when you're guiding a...
Let's tell the listeners. Irritating Stick is essentially the operation game, but right. In a large grid instead of inside a, you know, a fake person.
Right.
Don't touch the edge. Or
right. And you're basically guiding a balloon through a maze. A bubble. Sorry, not a balloon. Yes. That's our other game mode. You're guiding a bubble through a maze, and you're attempting to avoid touching any walls or any objects as you do that.
Did you guys play Kirby Canvas Curse? It's the one where you, like, you control the rainbow and Kirby rides on
it. Oh, yeah, I played that for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Is it kind of like that in some levels, or is it...
It's kind of like that in some levels.
Is it a fair kind of like comparison?
No, it's a completely different dynamic.
Okay.
But it's kind of like that in that you're drawing something.
Got it.
Somewhere.
So there's that.
So there's two. There's two of them, right? The third one is you're a balloon, right? And you actually... Your pen becomes like a fan, and you push the balloon with the pen around the screen.
Okay.
And the fourth one...
In each of these elements, are you actually somehow related to Dude?
Yeah, so the character basically transforms into a different shape of himself.
The screenshot of joystick one. Must be one of the balloon bits.
Yes, exactly. Oh. That's exactly so what you're looking at.
When he says balloon, what he means is... He looks really fat and he floats.
Right. He's basically like his body's been puffed up into a balloon.
Yeah. So he acts like a balloon. Okay.
Super Mario World.
But I was just picturing an actual balloon. Okay.
Yeah.
Fourth mode.
So the fourth one actually uses the tilt function, and that's when he's trapped in like a hamster ball. And you can, it's not just like a monkey ball thing. You can do more things than that, right? So you have other moves available to you. You can do things like jump and so on.
Okay. And so each mode has 60 different levels?
I should restate that. There's 15 levels in each mode, so there's 60 total.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally different. Because I was like, 240 levels?
Yeah.
That's a lot of design
work. I was thinking,
like,
wow, that would be cool if we could have made 240 levels.
Okay.
So, but no, 60 levels.
Well, I am very happy. Like, we've taken a lot of time on this. I'm very happy to know what your project is, because I've been hounding you about this for months.
Yes, and I'm happy that I can actually tell people about it finally.
You also told me that the tablet is good, so I'm happy about that.
And I'm also happy about that.
Yeah, I am glad that we have a quality product here, and of course...
And I'm happy about Michael Pachter.
Get to use it for real. Oh, because he said good things about it.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Not only good things, but precise, voluminous things.
Well, you know, soon you'll have your own agent, and, you know, because you're the mastermind behind this whole thing.
I can only dream.
Except you're not. But anyway, so we'll talk about other things that perhaps are more world impacting outside of this room as soon as we get back.
Fantastic.
Hello, it's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
All right. We're back with Chatter Talk. Table Talk. With Alon and Ara. And Molly. and Colin is dead to us. So, stuff. I asked Molly, I said, this is your first show. All you got to do is show up and have one thing to talk about. That is all. That is all I require of my people. So, Molly, what is your one topic?
I was going to talk about the Xbox.
Really?
The Xbox.
That's crazy, because you got an Xbox recently.
Yes.
I believe you were gifted an old and busted Xbox.
That has been refurbished by a friend.
Now, how recently is this?
No. Not just a friend. By the rich.
The rich. Oh, yeah.
I see.
Rich buys some crap on the internet, the Red Ring of Death fix, and, like, you take a hacksaw.
This is his, like, new job
dust.
Or something?
But dude, he's got nothing else going on in his life right now. So he, like, buys these kits of something and then restores, like, Corey's old Xbox. And then Corey, of course, just bought a new one. So now he's got this extra one because of Molly. So, Molly, you get this old and busted Xbox.
Yeah.
Which supposedly works now.
Somewhat.
All right. But you had all sorts of problems with it, as you could tell by reading your Twitter.
Yes.
Which was you being pissed off in, like, horrible, irrational ways.
Yeah, I was raging really, really hard.
So what are all the supposed problems with this Xbox?
No, wait, now we need some context here. So how long have you had this product now?
A week.
Yeah, about a week.
1 week? Okay, continue.
But the rage happened like 5 days ago, so it was, you know.
It was like initially right after receiving the Xbox is when I started to have problems with it. It was really only because
I was... wait, problems with a product that was previously broken?
No,
repaired by Rich?
It wasn't the fact that it was broken. It was the fact that I don't think that the Xbox is a very friendly system, I guess, is a very mundane way to put it. But I'm so used to, and I guess you can call me a fangirl, but I love Sony and the PlayStation. And when I bought my PlayStation like 3 years ago, I plugged it in, I hooked it into my TV, set up the Wi-Fi, and that was it. I could play games, you know, get on the internet, do all that fun stuff. But after getting...
No, the browser on the PS3 is definitely user-friendly. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Well, I never really go on the internet except to play games with other people. But...
Oh, okay.
That was sarcasm, right? I'm hoping it is.
So after receiving this Xbox, and I have to yell at Rich for it, he forgot to put the hard drive on.
That's true. So, but it was free.
It was free, yes.
So
and I know
got,
I shouldn't have been complaining about it as much as I was.
What you got was a free Xbox Arcade unit instead of a free Xbox Premium.
Yeah.
Okay.
So initially, okay, he gives me the Xbox. I take it home. I hook it up. I buy Live. I sit down to set everything up, and there's no hard drive. I can't set up my Gold Live account because it can't save to anything. There's no, like...
Don't you have a USB drive laying around somewhere?
I didn't want to have to go through the trouble of formatting everything or anything like that.
Did you just tell me the trouble of formatting a USB
drive?
Yes,
I didn't want to have to plug my USB drive into...
Corey, that's the stupid mistake she made. It hadn't happened yet, and now it just did.
So, okay, no hard drive for this. So the next day, Rich and his brother come to my apartment, and they give me the hard drive. They give me a couple of them, and then he explains that it's a 20-gigabyte hard drive. And which just, I don't know, it
you get 12
boggles
gigs.
My mind. Yeah, you get 12 gigs, whereas I have an 80-gig PlayStation, and I fully utilize the whole, like, 76 gigabytes that are allotted for
usage on
there.
I don't know what you are doing with those
GBs. I play a lot of games. But, like, okay, so I fully use everything on my PlayStation. I'm constantly having to delete games and re-download new ones and, you know, stuff like that. So it's... Yeah, anyway, so with this 12 gigabytes, I don't get it. It just doesn't make sense to me. So I look into buying a larger hard drive, and then it looks like, oh, I'll have to spend like $80 to $90 on that.
Yeah.
And so suddenly, you know, I had to go and I had to buy the Live membership, which was $50. So for something that's a free system, I'd already spent $50 on it. And
that's
then
true.
I'm looking into buying a new hard drive for it, which was an additional $80 to $90. And then when I finally get everything working on it, come to find out that, and I knew this going into it, but I had figured that Corey's Xbox had this, but there was no Wi-Fi adapter for this. So
yes.
I'm like, why isn't it connecting to the internet? It should be. I thought that there was maybe something plugged into the back of it. There wasn't.
You should be plugging a cable in.
You guys are aware, especially according to Rich, that Wi-Fi is for poo-poo heads.
You know, I live in an apartment and I'm not about to run a cable from my TV all the way to my computer desk where my router is, because that's like 20 feet across my living room, and I have cats that love to chew wires. So Wi-Fi is really ideal for me.
This is proof that you have a vagina.
I totally do that, by the way.
Yeah, because
I don't have the cats.
Would run a cable.
There is a cable in my living room.
Around the entire house.
Yes. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. It just, it looks tacky.
If you
want
to class it up, you can just tape it to the wall. That's what I did. Like, I was like.
Get the little, like, white plastic.
Yeah, you're good to go. I had to do that for
protector,
my room.
Yeah. But,
or so, you just put the router near the most important device, which is the Xbox.
Actually, you can even go to Best Buy and buy a $30 adapter. That's not official, but it'll work for you.
I know. So, again, it's like a free system, and already spent $50 on the live membership. Looking into spending $80 to $90 on the additional hard drive.
Hey, tip, and by the way, don't spend money on something you can't use until you prove that you can use it.
Yeah.
So you should have waited till you can get on the internet before you bought the membership.
Yeah, I had no idea. So I call up a friend of mine, Danny B. I don't know if you guys have talked about
him. Oh, he's been on the
before.
Show. He's
oh, Danny B. Okay, so, yeah, Danny's like, you know, I've got a Wi-Fi adapter. You shouldn't have to spend, like, $50 to go and do this. So
I have one laying around in my house as well that I don't use.
Yeah, so I drove to his house, and I picked it up, and I came home. And then I finally started to play. And then, you know, because it's a refurbished system, refurbished by Rich, not very well.
Now, how much space on your hard drive are you using right now?
I've only really played, like, one game so far.
How much space on the hard drive did that use?
I did not check.
About zero? I'm guessing?
Probably.
So that 12 gigabytes is not enough, though.
I still have a 20 gig hard drive, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
And about 7 gigs of it is taken up by Forza 3.
Jesus.
Yeah. But to me, like, just...
You don't need a hard drive.
Being used to Sony and being used to playing the PlayStation 3, I utilize everything that's given to me.
Heard the goldfish? They'll grow to the size of the bowl that they're given.
Look, she likes to use all her powers. Come on.
All right, so when a developer is given a PS3 and makes a copy of Metal Gear Solid 3 or 4, whatever it is that came out for it, they say, oh, we're going to use that hard drive space for something. Mm-hmm. And when they make that same game for the Xbox, they say, we're not going to use the hard drive for anything. So you don't need that hard drive space.
Things
the
are
reason you're filling it on
way
your PS3.
On PS3.
Yeah. The reason you're doing that on the PS3 is because PS3 games are like 50 gigs.
Yeah.
And they need to put a lot of things on the hard drive just so they'll run. Not necessary in the Xbox. And the games still look just as good. They still sound just as good. And they play just as well. And they're connected to all of your fancy friends on Xbox Live instead of...
That you had to pay $50 for when it's a free service on the PlayStation.
Yeah, whatever the hell they have on the PlayStation. The PlayStation Network is nothing compared to Xbox Live.
I've never had any problems with it.
Did you ever play Call of Duty 4 on the PlayStation?
I don't really play shooters.
Oh, okay. Because it was... Oh.
Okay, now, I gotta tell you guys another thing. Alan, you know this, but Molly, you don't know this. Rich was also the one who assembled my computer.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it
has that been working for you?
My computer is a weird computer.
Rich's computer is a weird computer. I went over there the other day, and he was trying to reinstall Windows 7, and like, oh, no, it's just not turning on. It's not working. What happened?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I completely appreciate the help, because I wouldn't have been able to do it otherwise, but... Yeah, there's a few jacked up things on my machine.
And to give you an analogy of Rich and computers, it's kind of like you and your car friends who want, like, well, you're not much of a modder, but, like, I'm sure you're aware of the car people who do crazy crap to their cars.
You know what?
The more stuff you have the more likely it is to go bad.
Yeah, I have a few stories about that, too.
Okay.
Let's just say I've had, I hang out sometimes with these people who like to...
The people who like neon on the bottom of their car?
No. They have their limits because they're BMWs, right? So they're like, you know, we need to be tasteful about our modifications.
Yes.
You know, and so they don't do the neon thing. They don't do, like, the three fake portholes on the side of the car that you can buy on
AutoZone.
Wheel. No, they don't.
Dude, how awesome would it be to join a BMW club and then put neon on your car?
Yeah. There's a few times when... let's just say it didn't end well. It's not worth really getting into.
Okay, so let's bring this back to games. You spent a week trying to get your Xbox working because you had these expectations that were crazy, like free Wi-Fi.
No, I had expectations that were previously set for me by another system. So I was like, okay, everybody is just talking up the Xbox about how it's the greatest system ever. And then just initially with setting it up, I had so much frustration with it that I was so tempted
to just... It's also cooler because the PS3 is black, not white, right?
Yeah. Well, right. You know, Xbox 360, the new one, the slim version is black, too.
Oh, it's black?
So, yeah.
And how much hard drive space does it have?
There's a 4-gigabyte model, and there's a 250-gigabyte.
The 250-gigabyte model is the only one you can get right now. And and I think it has Wi-Fi inside of it. And what kind of Wi-Fi? I think it's Wi-Fi 802.11n. So it's got the Wi-Fi, it's got the big hard drive, it's got the being black going for it.
It's got the Wi-Fis and the GBs, yeah.
Yeah. So in other words, it's everything that you want in a system, but
yes.
You got the old and busted version.
Yeah.
Also probably HDMI.
Another argument, yeah, that's another thing. I don't have the HDMI cables for the Xbox, so it kind of looks like crap, and I can't read text when I play games.
Whoa.
I know, I need
hold
to
on,
do that.
Hold on. This is very important. Wait. YouTube. Does your TV accept a VGA input?
I have no idea.
is it like a big LCD TV?
Yeah.
If it does, you should totally use there's a cable for that, and it's just as good as HDMI. No. And I think actually the color is even more accurate with that.
But beyond that, you can do 1080p with component cables.
Yeah, my component cables weren't even working for it, so. Not sure.
Maybe
why.
Rich disabled the component line.
The rich junkyard.
Just need these.
Right. Well, I am sorry to hear of your very poor experience with the Xbox, but you learned a lesson.
I have another point I want to make too. After.
Well, we'll be back for that.
We have returned once again. That's right. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
You can learn more about us at chatterboxgameshow.com. Give us a call at 866-536-1100. And while you're on the internet, go over to uat.edu to learn about the University of Advancing Technology and the programs they offer, how you can get into the games industry. Now, Molly.
Alon.
All right. Wait, I don't know if you guys have discussed this since you were here in the studio before I got here tonight. Molly didn't just spend time with an Xbox 360 last week. She did this in preparation to be able to participate in Game Crush because she is an active Game Crush girl.
Game Crush.
I wouldn't necessarily
say
active. I've been trying, but I've had difficulties and troubles with hooking up a webcam.
Being too cheap to buy a webcam.
No, it's just every webcam I've tried to use on the computer, it's my computer that's
being too cheap to buy a Mac.
Cheap to buy a Mac because they're like $2,400.
I was looking at them today.
I'd like to see how this Game Crush thing goes. Is their site actually up yet?
It's still in beta.
She's done it. She's made money playing.
You have.
$4.
$4?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's more than I've made.
Was this $4 that was produced for Game Crush or $4 that was produced for your pocket?
For my pocket.
Okay.
They don't pay out unless it's over 50, though. So
okay.
I've accumulated $4, but I haven't received it yet.
But do you earn any interest on that $4 that banked?
I don't believe so, no. Another thing with that, though, is that if your play date likes you enough, they can tip you. So
right.
That'll happen.
Now, do they they don't pay you in like Target gift certificates, do they?
No, they
actual
it's,
cash.
It's actually you can sign up to either have direct deposit or you can get a physical check mailed to your house.
Let me tell you a group that I would not want to give access to my bank account. I think it's the Game Crush group. Yeah. But we're gonna learn so much more about your activities in Game Crush when they expand a bit.
Yes.
I would like to think, since we're both involved in Golgatron as well, unlike Colin, who quit everything because he's dead, I would like to think that we'll get some video of you while you're playing Game Crush and meeting your dates.
Yes, I would like to think that as well.
Yeah, and then maybe we could put that video up on the Golgatron and people could learn what it's like from the eyes of a Game Crush girl.
Yes.
In fact, we could perhaps put the video camera on your head or get you a helmet cam, right?
Can,
and you could be
we
on the date with a helmet cam and be like, hey, you're on candid camera, helmet camera. No?
Can we get me that vest that has, like, the camera facing my face so that, like, I'm playing and you just get the shot of, like, my face the whole time I'm playing?
I would just go with the tripod.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I want the vest, though. Well, you don't always get what you want. As demonstrated by the Xbox 360.
Exactly. which brings me to my point that I wanted to make before the commercial. That so Xbox and PlayStation have been around relatively the same amount of time. Xbox came out in 2006 and the PlayStation 3 came out in 2007.
Yep.
So now at E3 this year, the Xbox Slim was announced, and it has everything that I want in a system in it. So it's got the built-in Wi-Fi.
It only
took
4 years.
Yeah, it only took 4 years. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that...
Well, it took 4 years for the PS3 to get what you wanted, and by that I mean be $300.
No. It's not the price that really matters to me, but the fact that, like, it was such a primitive system for being next-gen at initial launch, and it took 4 years for it to finally improve upon itself and to become something that I'm like, hey, I'll spend $300 on that. But
it wasn't primitive at the time, man.
It was Wi-Fi, way cheaper.
Wi-Fi wasn't built into everything.
No, but I mean, a year later when the PlayStation 3 was launched, it had everything that I wanted already.
Anyway, let's go back to the things you didn't like about it. One, it didn't have a hard drive, and that's because the guy didn't give you the hard drive. And when
it's the fact that, and you guys have explained it to me, that, you know, you don't need as much space. But still, I like the security of having a good 250 gigabytes.
Yeah. And I will remind you that there were 20 gig PS3s floating around as well. I don't know if we've forgotten that fact. There were 20 gigs and 60 gig ones.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Nobody bought those.
Sure.
No, I know people who bought the 60.
No, not only did they buy them, they bought them for $500.
Yeah.
So there were 20 gig ones. Now, a 20 gig Xbox 360 is really only 12 gigs. Do you know why, by the way? Are you aware of the reasoning?
I think it's just something having to do with, like, all the system settings.
No,
and
it's bait and switch.
It's not overhead, and it's not bait and switch. It's for Xbox One compatibility. The original Xbox was 8 gigabytes, and so they have the full capability to play an Xbox game if it's, you know, compatible with their emulation. All of the storage that would be on a real Xbox One is in the Xbox 360, and that's reserved for that use, which is actually, like, partitioned into multiple partitions. And
sounds like lame city to me.
Yeah. So from 20 gigs, you get 8 gigs. So when you jump up to 250 gigs, it's really 242 gigs, and it's like getting, you know, 242 divided by 12, which is a much bigger number. You're looking at, like, 20 times instead of what appears to be only some smaller number of multiplications.
I could have used those 8 gigs.
Right?
Because
I don't have any left.
Anyway.
Because my Forza game is using up my entire hard drive with track and car data of data that I will never use.
Well, but you can play Halo 2, so
didn't
by yourself.
Wonderful.
They shut down all the internet, though, for the original Xbox, didn't
they? Yeah, but you can play it on the Xbox 360.
You could.
All right, so we've only got a few minutes left. We've managed to waste this entire show talking about a tablet and Molly. but these are important things. We had to give an intro to Molly and sort of an exit to Colin.
Because he's dead.
Right. What's funny is, like, he came in and
I
said,
will
oh,
cut you.
You're here today.
It's my turf now.
So did you bring the script?
I don't play games.
The ones that we've been talking about.
I don't
about.
Play games.
Right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Fantastic. Ara, you have all this paperwork in front of you, and we haven't talked about any of these things.
As usual.
That's...
On both counts, perhaps.
Yeah. I want to get to at least one topic that we may have discussed.
You know what? I've got a bone to pick with you, Mr. Alon.
Oh, God.
All right. Last show, you were like, you know, that place in Castlevania with the two little platforms, and all you got to do is totally get one of those axe guys onto that little platform seesaw contraption to get to the other side?
I don't know if I said that's all you got to do, but yes, that's what you have to do.
It's totally not what you have to do.
Did you have to also, like, jump off the guy when he hits...
Let me tell you something. I got one of the axe guys onto that platform, totally did not weigh it down. No effect whatsoever. So I was like, okay, there's two axe guys in this room. Maybe I have to get both of them on there. So I spent another 10 minutes, and then I got both of them onto the other side of this little platform seesaw. And that also had absolutely no effect. So, sir, I don't know what you're smoking... I'm not sure if I want it or not, but that was totally ineffective advice.
Okay, bummer. So another thing, so it was weird because the video is only a video, so I couldn't tell exactly what happened, and you can't rewind through these replays.
Yeah, so I think it was maybe, was there another character, like another player character there for some reason?
No, there's no other, this is a single player, this particular video.
Strange.
But there somehow the axe guy was in the air, and the guy sort of jumped off of him. Like, he did a double jump after touching the axe guy somehow.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how that's possible because you get hurt.
Yeah.
So I wasn't quite sure how that worked.
Okay.
But
there's something fishy going on there.
The guys move around a bit.
Yeah.
And somehow, like, I think the axe guy got picked up onto the one that went up. And, somehow, like, ejected himself off of Watch the video, man.
Okay. So let's talk about something real. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Oh, what we should talk about is PAX.
To completely discredit you, but
We should talk about PAX.
Go for it.
We're planning it. We're having the event. People, sponsors and whatever are starting to get involved. Not a huge number of them, but Control Freak, one of the good friends of the show. We've had them on the show before.
I love the Control Freak.
They're going to help out again. They want to be more involved than ever before.
With a K.
Yes, Control with a K, Freak with two E's .com. I'm getting that right?
I don't remember if
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good. Phew. Big sponsor. So we're going to be at the show. It's going to be great. 3:30 on Sunday. It's in their main hall where the big final event is going to be at 5:30 on Sunday is actually separate. It's in a different building. So unfortunately, we might get some people who want to get there early and won't go to our show for that reason. But other than that, we don't have much competition. So if you're at PAX Sunday at 3:30, 3:30 to 4:30 is when we're scheduled. We give away prizes. We get contestants on stage who get tons of prizes. It's always a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun. Everybody else does. It's going to be great times. It's wonderful gaming trivia. And we still have to come up with a lot of questions, by the way. We're not finished getting this whole thing ready. So anyway, we want to see you guys at PAX. I want you to come up to me. And if you come up and tell me that you heard me on the show today, soliciting for contestants. We haven't chosen contestants yet. I haven't even decided how we pick them. But if you can come up to me, tell me you're a fan of the show, and convince me why you should be one of the contestants, you may be given the opportunity. You have to know some trivia, but... you know, you could do it. You could get up there and win lots of stuff.
Very exciting.
And be in front of millions or hundreds of people.
It's about the same number.
Yeah. Really, it is. So I don't know who's going. Molly, do you want to go to PAX?
No? Yes? Unfortunately, no? Funds won't permit.
No? It's in like 2 weeks.
Yes? No?
Yeah, it's in like 2 weeks. Yes. Can't do it, man.
It's actually not that expensive. Colin? You're not going.
I want to go.
You got all this other stuff.
I want to go.
You have to pick your way out of a coffin.
Since Colin's dead, can I take his money?
Yes.
Okay, I will go then.
All right, well, we'll be back next week to talk more about everything. When is your game coming out, Ara?
That's a really good question. I think it's sometime. It's for Christmas season.
Yes,
I don't remember the exact date.
All right, well, we will spend a lot of time, I'm sure, convincing people that they should buy it from now until then.
That will make me very happy.
When do I get to play it is a better question. I don't really care about everybody else.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
All right, hopefully you'll have an earlier copy. All right, well, goodbye, everybody. We'll be back next week. And,
bye forever.
Bye.
Tell us who'll be at PAX.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.